Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Welcome to Pro-Life Perspective. We are talking this week with Suzanne Schindler about the Life and Hope Foundation and all the different projects that they have going. So thank you again for listening with us. And Suzanne, thank you for coming back with us.
Thanks, Carol.
Tell us about New Beginnings.
Right. New Beginnings is something very exciting. I really wanted to share that something that happened to us a few months back. We were contacted by a group out of Medford, New York, which is on Long Island, and there's a facility called New Beginnings that was being erected, and it's a rehabilitation facility. And what's so neat about this facility is this facility cares for people like my sister, and they reached out to us because they wanted to dedicate this building to my sister. So they had a big grand opening, ribbon cutting ceremony when my family was there, and they have a big plaque of Terry on their wall, and then they have a garden outside that they have bricks with names and so on, and in a beautiful marble bench that has my sister's name on it. And they really thought about Terry because the people that they treat, this ongoing rehabilitation, which is so important for people like my sister, because when you have a brain injury, that intense rehabilitation is the only thing that's going to keep these patients going and keep making progress. Because there comes a point, which is what happened with Terry, where the physicians will say, I'm sorry, there's nothing more we can do. This is the way this patient's going to be. This person's going to be for the rest of their lives. But what they have found out, that's really not necessarily true. Because the more intense rehabilitation they get, more progress can be made. There's so much that we don't know about the brain and about what it can do and rejuvenate itself. And the progress that it can be made with people like with traumatic brain injury and people like Terry, that she would have went without oxygen to her brain because she had a cardiac arrest for unknown reasons. But so this facility is just, we've been there a few times and talking and seeing these people that are like my sister, it hits so close to home, and we feel so honored and blessed that this facility is named after Terry. And they're treating people. Some of these patients they have are worse than my sister. Some of them are in conditions that they're not even able to make any kind of vocalization or move or whatever, but they're continuing to work with them. Then there's some patients that are like Terry, they're just beginning to vocalize and speak. So the progress is unbelievable, but we're really excited. We wish them all the best and so much luck. And there needs to be, this is the first one that they know of in the U.S. that continues the rehab and the intense treatment even after these patients hit a certain point. And we really hope that these facilities will pop up, because these patients, that's what they need, ongoing care and love and our compassion the most. So
okay. I was going to ask, but you answered the question of whether there were more like this around the country.
There are not that I'm aware of. And boy, there needs to be, because this is just so important. A lot of families, they wind up putting these their loved ones in nursing facilities, and many of them don't get the continued rehabilitation that is so important, especially for people like Terry. So it's great to see these, and a lot of them are young. A lot of them are very young. So it's just a wonderful thing, and we're really honored.
So
New Beginnings
in New York.
In Medford, New York.
And hopefully that's just the first of
hopefully.
Many around this country.
We hope so.
We are talking this week with Suzanne Schindler, whose sister Terry was starved to death. Mm-hmm. Very unfortunately that it happened, but it has led to the family starting the Life and Hope Network and offering resources and support for other families who are going through what they did.
Exactly.
So we will be back with Suzanne again tomorrow, and we hope you will all join us. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.